You know, they used to joke, you can meet more idols in Athens than people on the street. Yet these ancient Athenians still have children today. Idolatry is residing in so many we meet. From money or power to all sorts of jollities, from films and football to gardens and holidays, from families and friendships and even in churches. So how did Paul react to these Athenians' religious urges? He got upset, he got jealous for Jesus, for these ancient Greeks were giving God's glory away to things of futility and hopeless false ways. He got active, he got going for Jesus. He took up their thinking, he entered their talking. He gave them the good news of the way to salvation. But full of the cleverness of all their own reason, they sneered at the words of the Lord's resurrection. Idolatry is still thriving today. But have you thought what Jesus will say? Did you tell of my life? My truth and my way? Did you tell them of Easter, or shy for my gospel to say?